you very much, Monique. Bonjour, Annie. Dine magne tuk. Nigani aki nene nish vikas kinyo do dne sajdi nundi ba. Sibo abji to wana gini ji, higi da dwem stilu ji. Mi bečme nam gaj na mojaga dne nage madi se men, bima i žemo mi to. Mi na nish kami get, mi we madi se men. Mi beč dina, egi mi na tjen nish na veki na gego, ani gje vinče ajat, mi we men madi se men. Egi mi na tjen nish na veki na gego, ani gje vinče se mi kao tizet, se nam da gozit. Edes geni ni zbog sende manu inom, tega manu geni či zič kao ani geni mi veke toa, ani geni ga diči, ki nam malo zjam čeliš na vek. My dear relatives, as the original peoples of our homeland, we can offer a leadership that carries the strong memory of our ancestral ways that reflected a love of spirit and a deep love for the land. As a people, we come forward with a vision that transcends our recent experience over these past 500 years, a gift that can help all children, all people, find a way back to the heart, living a way of peace. The Pope recently acknowledged indigenous peoples when he spoke in Mexico and he stated, "Your peoples know how to interact harmoniously with nature. And yet, on many occasions, in a systematic and organized way, your people have been misunderstood and excluded from society. Some have considered your values, culture, and traditions to be inferior. Others, intoxicated by power, money, and market trends, have stolen your lands or contaminated them. How sad this is." End of quote. Our current reality is that we continue to face overwhelming challenges. One of those challenges is the epidemic of suicide in our youth. We must return to the beginning, and the beginning is the spirit, and the return to the land, to find direction, healing, and comfort. When we connect to the spirit of the land, we connect to the internal compass that is within all of us, through which we are guided by the Great Spirit that we call Jemutu. The greatest tools that we bring to reconciliation are the spirit and the land. Through the laws of spirit and the land, we are guided to make better choices for ourselves and our children. The spirit and the land bring us the values that can steer us in the right direction. They give us an understanding of our individual responsibilities, our responsibilities to each other and to our families, our communities, our nations, and our responsibilities to the earth itself. We were created as social beings, and as human beings, we are searching for connection, we're searching for love. We all want to belong to something and be a part of something greater. Our people have understood that making the first connection with the spirit and the land is what opens our heart to a deeper connection to each other, to truly feeling the essence of love and peace. The relationship to the Spirit and the land was what addressed our need for belonging to something that was full of life. Everyone and everything is held together and governed by spiritual laws and natural laws. Laws that are woven into the fabric of creation and written upon the earth. We refer to this as Ukichitibakunagewan, the great binding law. In finding reconciliation, we must reconcile with the earth herself, who is a mother to us all, and who will initiate us all back into the ways of the heart. Our family includes not just the human family, but just as much the animals, the birds, the fish, the plants, the trees, the sun, the water, the air, and the land, which all form part of the great interdependent web of life. It is the land we live on that truly defines our identities, sustains our families and communities, and provides us with the knowledge of how to live. Earlier this week, the world celebrated International Women's Day. For us, as a people, we honor our life givers, our mothers, and our grandmothers, who are our leaders and knowledge keepers. We extend our gratitude to the original mother herself, Mother Earth, who initiates and leads us all. What is our vision for the future? Our collective purpose? Reconciliation is about returning to an understanding of our real purpose as human beings, which is to bring love and peace to this world, reflected in our stewardship of the earth and our care for each other. All children should be central in our efforts towards reconciliation. The strength and the uniting force for all of us is the child. The child for us has always been central. The child is a gift. How we respect and treat that gift of all children is the most important part of our duties and responsibilities as peoples. Climate change is an issue that we can all rally around to help us find true reconciliation. Climate change is the result of living in ignorance of nature's laws, essentially disconnected. When we are disconnected from the land, it breeds values of greed, values of selfishness, and takes us away from each other in the human family. We develop an attitude that we never have enough, and we lose sight of our true purpose. Losing sight, we can see no vision that can help bring peace. Somewhere on this planet that we call Mother Earth, there must be individuals of all colors who can become the seeds of a new life. I believe that it is here in our homeland that the seed must be planted. We have all the uniqueness of the human family that have arrived upon our homeland. I believe that this is our destiny as a people, to unite, to lead in planting the seed of peace in our homeland with the inclusion of those who have arrived on our homeland. We all have a collective responsibility in taking care of the earth. Climate change has raised the bar of concern. We seize on these opportunities to share our concern, to share our willingness to participate collectively and face the challenges that climate change brings. As we engage in discussions, let us invoke the Spirit to come within our presence to offer us inspiration, to help awaken each of us to live the truth of our humanity, to build and create peace in our world. Let us open our hearts to receive visions that can help guide us to do the right things, that will support all children, to take care of the land so that they can have a future. We need to engage in defined actions for reconciliation for the children. Now is the time to educate all children on the means of true survival. Where do we begin? We must maximize the opportunities for all children to be on the land with Mother Earth, making an annual journey to the sacred sites to restore and strengthen the spirit of our children. A key tool of reconciliation are our rites of passages for youth entering into adulthood. The rites of passage are paramount in helping our young people reach adulthood as they learn and accept their duties and responsibilities. The girls need to be brought to the rites of passage to womanhood, led by the grandmothers, to be taught by the grandmothers about the sacredness and their sacredness as women. All young girls deserve the right to be told the truth of their sacred power as a woman. The boys need to be brought to the land to seek their vision, which will bring purpose and meaning to their lives. We have to find common ground in our approach to taking care of the earth and our children. We need to create a new economy that becomes our legacy for our young people, based on spiritual values, focusing on stewardship and restoration of the land and the wellness of our children. The hope for our future as humanity rests within ourselves, within our own ability to change. Our task is to allow the heart to be the inspiration and our redemption. We want to be free from all that separates us from hatred and from intolerance. It is only when we serve the Spirit that we can become free, never overstepping the laws of nature. Real and true spirit always wants to be free, not enslaved by man-made laws and institutions. True reconciliation can only come when we have made peace with the great mystery and with the spirit of Mother Earth. As humanity, we are at the crossroads and we have to make some choices. Technology has given us great comfort, but what a great cost to the environment. At some point, we will have to give up and surrender this overindulgent way of life, and nature will help bring us back to balance. Climate change and reconciliation are about changing ourselves. We change ourselves by being true to our own spirit, our own uniqueness. Each of us has a unique gift that identifies our purpose And when we are able to show respect for each other as diverse peoples, this will allow everyone the opportunity to come forward in finding resolve to the current crisis that is our reality today. Our prophecies tell us that we have arrived in a time of great change and great opportunity. The prophecies encourage us to establish a new leadership, a leadership that guides us to the way we want to see the world. A true leadership brings about a vision of a world that does not exist yet. It inspires us to move in that direction. All that is required now is the courage to support that vision and fulfill the prophecy that was left to us by our ancestors in our homeland. Jimmy Gwetch, thank you for listening.
I want to thank you. First time I met Dave, I was about 15 years old, running across Canada with the Sacred Run. I ran across Canada with his son, Salve, and he put us up in his community. Remember, you put up a whole bunch of crazy, dirty, running people. And the next time he came into my life, I was qualifying for the Olympics here in Winnipeg at the biggest tournament of my life. And there wasn't a Native person within a 1 mile radius of that pool other than my family. And then opening ceremonies, out walks Dave Cushing to bless the water. And I'm like, awesome, you got this. He's blessed it for me. So I want to thank you very much again. You always seem to be there to give the right words and to set the stage for a beautiful day. Thank you.